more Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudet. As the country gets closer to celebrating 250 years of independence, many across the nation are making special preparations for this anniversary. And here in Idaho, those preparations include a unique look at our state's history. Joining us to talk more about this important milestone are Janet Gallimore, the Executive Director of the Idaho State Historical Society, and the Idaho State historian, Hannah Laurie Hine. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
So, Janet, let's begin. Tell us a little bit more about America 250 and what it is exactly.
Well, we are very happy to share a little bit about Idaho's participation in this amazing commemoration, which, of course, will be formalized on July 4th, 2026, when we commemorate our 250th anniversary of the founding of our country. But we've got a lot of work to do before then. A little context: this commemoration was founded by the National America 250 Commission, and it was established in 2016. We're very proud that Idaho's congressional delegation is on that caucus, so all four members, which is very exciting. And the commission really imagined people in our country reflecting on our past, honoring the contributions of Americans, and looking toward the future and, you know, basically building a better society for the next generation. And then Idaho's take on it, which we've been working on for about 18 months, really embraces Idaho's role in our country's amazing story and underscores our state's commitment with those fundamental values of freedom and self-governance that shaped our country. And I'll just add a couple more things and take a little break here, but just to give everyone some perspective, our mission is to advance the ideals of the revolution, which of course really focus on equality and liberty and justice for all. We'd like to do that through meaningful communication and community engagement, and really recognize and commemorate Idaho's journey as part of our country's legacy. We hope that celebrating American history and the invaluable contributions of our Idahoans to our region, nation, and the world is something that comes out of this. And we're really focused on key values that include heritage and education, respect, resilience, and patriotism. So that's about 2 years worth of work in about 300 words.
So, Hannah Laurie, let me bring you into the conversation, because Idaho is putting a real, you know, its own unique twist on this celebration. And can you talk to us a little bit about the Historical Society? You're hoping to gather oral histories, right, from Idahoans?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when we think about the American Revolution, it happened in 1776. And at that point in time, of course, Idaho did not exist as a geopolitical entity. So by using oral history as a tool to draw in the public and draw in regular folks to participate in this, what we're really hoping to do is to illuminate how Idaho and how the West specifically was really critical to the making of modern America. And we wouldn't be where we are today had the West and the resources of this region not been available throughout the last 250 years. So our oral history initiative is really exciting in that we are providing access to a very unique software that individuals, organizations, schools, teachers, the public can access and use to record, capture, and transcribe oral histories. It'll really streamline the process for everyone.
That's really amazing, because you're able to then open it up to basically anyone in Idaho by having this software.
Exactly. And, you know, the goal here is to make sure that our initiative and the commemoration is statewide, and we have statewide representation. And the best way to do that is to make sure we're capturing the stories of folks at the local level. And again, oral history is a methodology, and it's a component of our field that really has historical ties back to the American Bicentennial in the 1970s. So we're happy that we're able to incorporate this now to really pay homage to how we've thought about history over time.
Hannah Laurie, can you talk a little bit more about, you know, maybe what you're looking for in these oral histories? Because I ask this because I think sometimes, you know, we think we have to have some big, huge story, right? Or you have to be some public figure to actually be able to have a story that's worth telling. And I think that sometimes makes a lot of people maybe not feel like they should come forward and talk about their own lived experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the way I look at oral history as a value add to our field and to the historical record is it really gives nuance to the written records that others have left behind. And, you know, to your point, everyone's story matters, everyone's experience matters, and especially in a state as large as ours and as rural as ours, we have to be looking, you know, in every crevice to find the experiences that helped shape this state. So, what we're really looking for in applications for our oral history initiative are for people to think about a project or an approach, a scope that ties back to the commemoration's key focus areas. And those are pretty broad. So, that includes natural beauty, importance of agriculture, traditions, and heritage, anything of historical significance, either to the state or to the country. Projects that touch on economic impact or arts, the humanities, and education. So really, it's broad enough that anyone's story is going to have to bring value to the historical record for Idaho.
Janet, what's it like for you to know you're going to be gathering all of these oral histories?
Well, I think our agency, as you know, is the State Museum, State Archives, Chabon Historic Sites. We've been very devoted to you know, championing our story since 1881. And we're very focused on this initiative and this time period because it will be widespread across the country and a big focal point for people over the next couple of years. It allows us to, I think, speak more directly with our constituents across the state and really communicate our message about why history is essential. It's essential to civil society. It's essential for us understanding who we are, our values, and the oral history program and the other collecting that we will do will connect us even more deeply with Idahoans on that messaging that we are have been very connected to and committed to for quite some time.
So, Janet, how do folks get a hold of this software if they want to be able to participate in this? Or maybe that's a question for Hannah Laurie, but whoever can answer that.
Yeah, I'm happy to take that one, Gemma. Right now, we have application information available on our America 250 website, which is america250.idaho.gov, and you can find the guidelines there. The portal for applications will be opening in the next couple of weeks, and again, our website will have links to that. But the beauty of this program is that it's really open to an unlimited number of users to conduct an unlimited number of oral histories.
Hannah Laurie, why is sharing Idaho's story in this way, so important to what Janet mentioned about gathering history, collecting history?
You know, I think it's important that we think of capturing stories as it's the beauty, it's the nuance, it's the intricacies that help to shape the interpretation and our understanding of the past. And unless we have a really broad pool of resources to pull from in telling that story, we're going to be siloed into telling a very linear, you know, interpretation of the past. So by gathering these stories now, we're really setting up all of the individuals who will be sitting in our seats in 50 years for success in being able to showcase how vital Idaho has been to the making of the country.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.